couple main takeaways. There was no charge recommended by Robert Hur, and I think he ran an extensive and really impressive investigation. I think his fact-finding left very little uncovered, and I think his analysis was sound and fair. However, he did find some evidence of criminality. He did find evidence, pretty clear-cut evidence, that Joe Biden retained classified documents, knew he retained them, as evidenced on that tape, and did not immediately turn them back over. The other thing that I think is important to note is that Joe Biden did mislead the public, as did other members of Joe Biden's team, because for the past year or so, the talking point, and we've seen this repeated many times, has been it was entirely unintentional by Joe Biden. He had no idea he had any of these documents. Things get moved around. Whoops, what are you going to do? It turns out that is somewhat fair when it comes to some of the documents, but not others. He absolutely knew he had these documents. I do think the decision not to charge him was a close one, but I think it was sound.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think that we were talking about this a little bit at break. There's been a little bit of muddying about this notion of if you get in front of a jury, what the jury is going to do. I mean, almost sounds like he was saying, well, we had the proof, we think we have the proof, but you know, you never know what a juror will do with an old man with a faulty memory, and so we decided not to charge. But then, you know, it became clear when you look at the report and he says basically we didn't have the proof, there's insufficient proof. So there was a little bit of confusion, I think, around, and this went to the Republicans trying to say, you know, he was guilty, but you let him off because of the old man defense. But really, if you can't prove your case to a jury beyond a reasonable doubt, you don't bring the case. I mean, especially talking about charging a president. Right. So
actual documents marked classified, or was it something else?
So there's a fundamental disagreement, and this is apparent when you read through the transcript, between the president, between the president's lawyers and the special counsel, about whether the notebooks that Biden took notes in throughout his vice presidency, we have every reason to believe he's continuing to take notes as president, similar to a diary, but not exactly like them, whether those represented classified materials. The president maintains very clearly and forcefully during this interview that those were not classified. Now, during the interview, when Biden is asked by the special counsel whether what he meant when he is, and there's audio to support this, he tells Mark Zwanitzer, who worked with him to write that book, that he just found all this classified information downstairs. The president says first that he does not recall finding classified material in his Virginia home, but that what he was likely saying was that there was a particular document that they were discussing that Biden said he did not want to include that particular document in the book, that it did not fit in the purpose of the book. That was at least Biden's explanation, but there's obviously a view from the special counsel side that he was acknowledging, if not confessing, to the fact that he did, in fact, in real time, find classified information after he left office.
Let me hear your thoughts about what went down today on Capitol Hill.
Well, Jim Comey started this by characterizing a decision that in the history of the Justice Department, at least the modern Justice Department I'm familiar with, and I know Andrew's familiar with, you don't make your own opinions and comments when you've made a decision not to file criminal charges. You're playing with people's lives here. I don't care if you're Joe Schmo or you're Joe Biden. You do not characterize a decision to not charge someone criminally with your own opinions or with any window dressing whatsoever. Bill Barr did it with the Mueller report in a way that was really despicable. And now Hur does it. And Schiff is right. This is a smart man. He knew exactly what he was doing. He was trying to put his finger on the scale politically, and we don't do that in our criminal justice system in the United States of America, period. And the fact that he did it really tars his legacy, and the idea that he tried to be righteously indignant today as if he somehow was above this criticism is frankly sickening.
This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot on all these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose?
If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
It's Tuesday, 12 March, Year of Our Lord, 2024. Explosive today throughout the day on Capitol Hill in this hearing of Robert Hur on the classified documents of the illegitimate regime head, Joe Biden, the usurper. Raheem, you've got a major piece up on National Pulse. I want everybody to go read. Give me your assessment of what you saw today.
Well, I should probably start with my greatest disappointment, which is the line of questioning that we heard. I think it was weak. It was unprepared. People hadn't gone through the transcripts and understood fully what Robert Hur had uncovered and was dealing with. And I think no greater example than the Biden Penn Center that was kind of front and center of one of the first transcripts. We got to that this morning. This is, you know, a Chinese funded institution that Joe Biden was telling the special counsel that he wanted to set up in Washington, D.C. to impact the domestic and foreign policy of the United States. And nobody really seems to care about it. I mean, it reminds me of when we were uncovering, you know, the from Hunter's hard drive from hell, and everybody on Capitol Hill and in the corporate media were like, what the heck are you guys talking about? You know, fast forward 4 years and suddenly we want paper trails of everything. There is a paper trail from Chinese individuals to Joe Biden, to Antony Blinken, and Robert Hur has the evidence and the transcripts for it, and we need to get to the bottom of that. The second part of all of this, and I wrote this, you know, compendium of analysis up on the National Pulse right now, really brief, right? Like 300, I think max 400 words, but it links to everything that you need to know about what happened today. From the 150 times that Joe Biden says across these transcripts, I don't know, I don't remember, I don't recall, I can't, you know, all of those sorts of things, to these bizarre moments when he goes on 10-minute rants about country clubs and burnt penises. You heard me right. There were so many things in this transcript that was provided to people that they could have pulled on the strings of that I just didn't hear that level of intensity, that level of information coming out on Capitol Hill here today. And I think, frankly, it was a bit of a missed opportunity for Republicans.
But if people can go right now, where do they go to get this story? Because you've done an amazing analysis on this. Where do they go?
Yeah, thenationalpulse.com. It's up there on the homepage. It stay there in the left-hand sidebar all evening, all afternoon. And critically, don't just read this thing. Send it to other people and send it to your representatives. Here is all the evidence they need, and it's all cited and sourced. This isn't commentary. It's not op-ed. It's not pie in the sky. It's not what if. It's not rhetorical. This is detail. This is reality. Very few other people, I don't think I've ever seen anybody else that has done this yet, will provide something like this as a service, my gift to you. It's up at thenationalpulse.com, and really, really, we cannot do this like the hard drive from hell. We cannot come back to this in 4 years' time and say, oh, you know, wish we had done more back then, but hey-ho. They should have been asking questions about the 25th Amendment. They should have been saying to Robert Hur, everything you lay out here, everything this guy's been saying, all of the things that are in this transcript points to the fact that this guy is not capable to have the nuclear codes, not capable to run the country. Would you agree with that or not? Instead, it was all this kind of like hubbada-hubbada stuff. I don't dig it. It's not for me.
Raheem, fantastic. We'll send everybody over to the site right now. Appreciate you stepping away and doing this.
Thank you, Steve. Cheers.
Last minute. Amazing over at the National Pulse. Go check it out right now. Let's push that. Cash Patel, we got a couple of things. J6, but I got to get your assessment at 6 o'clock at the top of the hour. I'm gonna play some of the clips from today. I'll have a little more time. We're jammed in the 5 hour. I'll play that and I'll give some commentary. Overall, Cash, your thinking?
It's been a total, complete gutting of the constitutional republic that is the United States of America and the exploitation of a two-tier system of justice. Robert Hur's biggest disappointment to me, putting aside Joe Biden, is the fact that his accomplice, Biden's ghostwriter, destroyed evidence in a criminal prosecution and investigation and was not charged. Robert Hur, admitted he destroyed evidence, and he tried to cut the hair into two pieces by saying, oh, well, he only destroyed some evidence. Steve, when I was a federal public defender and a national security prosecutor, if you tampered with 1 millimeter of evidence, you get charged with the crime that is a federal criminal offense of destruction of evidence and obstructing a federal prosecution and investigation. To me, that evidence showed Joe Biden's guilt. Joe Biden was never going to be charged, but they gave that guy a get out of jail free pass because it's Joe Biden's America.
Well, normally, by the way, you mentioned it's at 6 o'clock. The clips I have actually are from this very point. It's both Jordan and Gates hammering this point. It's pretty shocking. I mean, what is her excuse for this? Because normally you get a guy like that, the worst case, you get him to roll on Biden and tell what really went down. They just let this guy walk. He destroyed evidence. And you're going to see the clips at 6 o'clock tonight in the next hour. It's pretty brutal. What was her explanation? Why let this guy walk?
There is no explanation. And let's remind everyone who Robert Hur is. He's Rod Rosenstein's protege. Rod Rosenstein, who used the FISA court to unlawfully surveil Donald Trump and hid evidence of innocence. Robert Hur, and you, Steve, just said why he didn't do it. Had they flipped this individual, he would have spilled the entire beans on Joe Biden, and they knew what questions not to ask and who not to prosecute so that information would never become public. Just like Russiagate and their bogus sources and the questions they knew not to ask because the evidence would have destroyed their fake news narrative, Robert Hur, a creature of the deep state, and Rod Rosenstein incarnate knew not to bring a case against him because it would destroy Joe Biden.
Let's play some J6. Let's play some J6 tape right now. We'll come right back to you.
This is the largest investigation in FBI history. It's a lot of defendants. It's tough to keep them all straight. So this would be a massive undertaking to obviously sort of get rid of all of these charges. And it would include people who brutally assaulted law enforcement on video that day. Just really terrible attacks on law enforcement. The most recent arrestee we had was someone who fired off a gun at the Capitol on January 6th itself. That was someone who NBC News identified more than 2 years ago, but it wasn't clear until recently that they actually fired that weapon. They were arrested and picked up on Friday. There's a detention hearing for them on Wednesday, tomorrow. And that's a very small segment of these individuals are actually held pre-trial. A lot of them have now been sentenced, but we're talking about a universe of 1,300 people who have been charged overall. About 950 have been convicted in some capacity, and about 500 have been served, have been sentenced to time in prison. And, there's a mix of reactions from...
Cash, I can play that forever. Now you've got testimony they suppressed. They rolled up a 78-year-old grandmother the other day. What the hell's going on here with J6? And why is the House not putting their foot down on this thing?
Look, what's going on is the deep state's playbook. The same thing in Russiagate when they withheld evidence of innocence from America for years. Liz Cheney and the Jan 6 committee withheld Tony Ornato's testimony, a career Secret Service agent, for 2 years, Steve. He didn't just testify. He testified 2 years ago that Donald Trump did, in fact, authorize 10 to 20,000 National Guards men and women days before January 6th. That critical piece of testimony, which I have been sworn to testify to in grand juries, in January 6th committee hearings, and elsewhere, has never changed because it's been the truth. But that singular fact destroys the insurrection narrative, disinformation campaign of the radical left to get Donald Trump, because he preemptively acted for the security of America and the Capitol region before January 6th. And the only people that stopped it, Pelosi and Bowser. And we've got the receipts and it's in writing. And they never wanted that narrative out there, just like they never wanted the narrative out there that Joe Biden is a criminal guilty of holding and possessing classified documents.
Can you hang on for 1 second, Cash? I'm going to take a short commercial break, and I want to come back to this. Clearly today on Capitol Hill, Raheem very disappointed. I think a lot of people saying, hey, how can we not get into more details, particularly if you actually read the transcript of Biden's deposition? I mean, one question after the other pops up. So this is going to be quite intense. We're going to get back to Cash. We've also got Dave Walsh is going to join us. Laura Loomer, who was up there today, is going to join us. Obviously, a time of turbulence. Make sure you go to birchgold.com/Bannon to get the end of the dollar empire. 4 free installments. A fifth is coming on the central bank digital currency. But make sure you get a chance to talk to Philip Patrick's team. Ask them the question. Hey, all this thing about the prime reserve currency, why are the central banks of every major power in the global south, the BRICS nations, why are they buying gold at record rates when the Federal Reserve is working on a central bank digital currency? Have Philip Patrick and the team explain that to you. And then I think you can come to your own conclusions about what you ought to be thinking about and putting precious metals into your portfolio. Short commercial break. Cash Patel, Dave Walsh on the other side.
As we head toward a presidential election in November, one thing you can be sure of, 2024 will be a tumultuous year like no other. How will your hard-earned savings fare during this year? You're already seeing the impacts of inflation at the pump, the grocery store. The dollar continues to lose buying power quicker than your wages can increase. How are you protecting your savings? Consider diversifying with gold from Birch Gold Group. For decades, gold has been the choice of investors and central banks to hedge against inflation. Now you can own it in a tax-sheltered IRA with the help of Birch Gold. Just text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898, and Birch Gold will send you a free info kit on gold. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into an IRA in gold. And the best part, you don't have to pay a penny out of pocket. With an A-plus rating, with the Better Business Bureau, thousands of satisfied customers, you can trust Birch Gold. Text Bannon to 989898 to claim your free info kit. That's Bannon to 989898. And secure your savings now. Take action. Text Bannon at 989898. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, Cash, you've got on the Federalist a major piece up, and Grace and Mo, if you can push it out. The headline is J6 Committee's Suppressed Evidence Scandal Exonerates Trump from Insurrection Narrative. Above you in breaking news on the Federalist website right now is highlights DOJ's totalitarian double standards on handling classified documents. So taking both pieces on the Federalist, which are, you know, by very learned people like yourself, the question the audience has is, what in the hell with the committee today with Jordan? What's going to happen? What action will be taken against Biden and the DOJ? And number two, what is going to happen with J6? You got Loudermilk, who's a great guy, but he's a little bit of a backbencher. When are they going to get serious about J6? So tell us what's going to happen here, Cash.
What needs to happen is the War Room posse needs to light up the call circuit board on Capitol Hill and demand not that the entirety of the FBI and DOJ be defunded, but block the money, the taxpayer-funded programs that they are using to politically prosecute Donald Trump and his America First movement. That will get the documentation out to the American public, and we'll find out who lied. If you think Tony Ornato's testimony is the only thing suppressed by this gangster committee of January 6th, you are wrong. This op-ed I put out today and the other one you referenced, it is the equivalent of the Nunes memo for Russiagate. It nukes January 6th. It is the insurrection exoneration of Donald Trump based on the same playbook from DOJ and FBI now on Capitol Hill. They exclude evidence of innocence. They leak to the media to put out a false narrative. And that's what we must demand, that that get out to every American. And then we got to get to Congress and get to work. And I'm afraid that, of course, this attorney general and two-tier system of justice and Garland and Ray, who authored these criminal acts, will not do anything. We have to wait till Donald Trump gets in office to reevaluate this entire executive branch.
Cash, where they get government gangsters. Of course, the new film, we'll have more to talk about that next week. Where they get all your writings, merch, all of it.
At Cash on Truth Social, at KS on Truth Social, and go to fightwithcash.com for all the shopping and merch, and you can get government gangsters there. And yes, Steve, we got an explosive new chapter to add or segment to add to the film. So I'll be doing that this week as this breaking news has come out. But go check out the op-ed in The Federalist. It is the insurrection exoneration of Trump because this government withheld evidence of innocence.
I want you to be a force multiplier, folks. Push it out to all your friends. And yes, we're actually doing additional filming, although Cash got everything, hit every mark. First take Cash is what we call him. We're adding additional material. Cash, you're amazing. You're a movie star on top of everything else. Besides being a MAGA star, now you're a movie star. Thank you, sir. Okay, Dave Walsh. I got Laura Loomer coming up, but Walsh, I had to get you in today. Holman Jenkins, who's actually one of my favorite guys over the Wall Street Journal, one of the few people there I take seriously, put up a op-ed or analysis piece on the op-ed section. I can't believe it got published in Murdoch's paper. General Motors doesn't tell the truth about EVs. And the subheading is, if the U.S. and allies become failed states, blame their energy and climate delusions. This is taken literally from the hits that Dave Walsh has been doing on here for the last two or three years. Dave, I can't believe this got published, particularly in the Wall Street Journal, who I think sometimes buys into, at least their news department, buys into the climate cult, sir.
Yeah, I mean, this is a very articulate, well-written summary, great language, and you nailed it. His summary, the U.S. and allies becoming failed states, you should then blame, if they should, their energy and climate delusions. He, right on target, dead stick landing. He points out, with respect to EVs, takes 45 years of life of an EV battery to offset the CO2 caused by making one. And the life of one of these batteries is 12 to 15 years, 45 years life. Why is that? 500,000 pounds of material from the Earth's crust or mined, being 250 tons, to process the lithium, the cobalt, the nickel, and the copper in these batteries. 25,000 pounds of brine, 30,000 pounds of cobalt, 5,000 pounds of nickel ore, 25,000 pounds of copper, and in aggregate, 500,000 pounds of material need to be mined to create one battery. Then you look, he brings up the Norway example, which he didn't bring up, though. Norway's oil production is up 20% since 2019 in their valiant efforts to save Western Europe. England's is down, by the way, since that time, 28%. But here, Norway is on an EV buying binge, 60% uptick in EV purchases. However, total miles driven in gas vehicles up year on year, the last 5 years up, due to long distance trips being taken, can only be taken with gas. So even the Norwegians, heavy into oil production to save Western Europe, frankly, who remain heavy users of it, but also responsive to the need for gas-powered vehicles, while they're buying EVs, they're not using them that much. I mean, this, and he points to the corporate rhetoric, the fact of corporate leaders here, like Barra running GM, indulged and even required to say fantastical, unrealistic things. And I became accustomed to that running Mitsubishi, listening to my counterparts across the industry, just bantering this rhetoric about, net zero decarbonization, sustainability, all about renewables that they full well know are vastly insufficient in the energy they produce, particularly compared to the cost it takes to make them.
Okay, here's the thing. Holman Jenkins is not, here's every now and again we'll have our hair on fire. Holman Jenkins is one of the staid guys over at the journals. I'm probably the best writer they got there. He actually, in the sub-headline, he implies throughout the piece that the United States and Europe are actually on a path to become failed states. And when that actually happens, they actually collapse. You'll go back and look at their energy policy tied to this, really, not even ideology. It's like a medieval cult theology. How can industry, how can people in industry, and it seems to me a lot of the people in the oil industry have bought into this, is the power of the cultural aspects of this so strong that you don't want to be othered, that you want to keep your job, you want to be invited to the clubs, you want to be able to go to the nice restaurants? Is that what's holding this together? Because clearly, as he goes through, there's nothing in the physical world, there's nothing in the world of mathematics or the applied physics of life that back any of this up.
No, he points very specifically to such things as the EPA negotiations with folks like Barra running GM, to negotiate and broker fuel mileage concessions on remaining gas-powered cars are probably buttressed up against commitments by her to say things like GM will stop producing gas-powered cars by 2035. That in exchange for commitments to make rhetoric like that by her, she would arguably make accept concessions that she's proposing for at least prolonging the life of trucks and SUVs with somewhat relaxed mileage standards compared to what the EPA really wants to do. So that this use of the, because I saw this across the power industry, utilities and OEMs alike in the power generation industry. using all of this rhetoric, all of these pom-poms, and full well knowing that this variant of renewable energy, this isn't about EVs, I've switched to renewable energy, is simply not viable. This equipment was known 40 years ago when it became a little bit popular to be very part-time, very opportunistically able to harvest little bits of energy at a time. And now somehow that's morphed into some behemoth of going to replace all electrical sources for generation, when nothing has changed with these wind and solar farms and battery storage being only, in that case, 2 hours a day being viable. They're not viable for full-time electrification. Everybody knows that, but they have to be out there with the rhetoric. And the only other point I'd make is incentives must end, favoring certain of these devices, because what they do is mask over what you want is efficient use of energy. Of course, you want to overproduce it, but you also want to motivate efficient use of it. You don't do that when you mask over the real cost of expensive things like wind, solar, battery storage, and EVs with incentives. EVs incentivized up to 70% when you include the OEM incentives on top of the buyer incentives, pointed out by the Texas Public Policy Foundation very accurately. You wind up masking over the ability of dilute folks' willingness to be efficient when you hide true costs.
This is also in the House. This is what you talk woke and weaponize. The subsidies. It's also the subsidies that are out of control. They talk about incentives. There's also these crazy subsidies just adding to the debt burden, and it's not going to have any payoff. Where do they go to get you? This is very important. Grace and Mo are going to push it out. Holman Jenkins at the Wall Street Journal. Where do people go to get all your information, Brother Walsh?
At Dave Walsh Energy and on Getter and on True Social the same. Thank you, Steve.
Walsh, amazing. Okay, when the Wall Street Journal, when Holman Jenkins, who's a very staid, kind of a brilliant one of their writers over there, when he writes a piece and says, if, and it's not a big if the United States and Europe become failed states, that tells you about the managed decline. That gets back to the managed decline of our country by our elites. They're the ones that have bought into this fairy tale. They're the ones that believe the cult ideology of climate change. It's a cult ideology, not backed up by any set of mathematics or anything in the physical world, okay? And now it's kind of an ideology. It's like a medieval theology, and it's pushed nonstop. It's driving this country into the ground, because if you don't have a rational energy policy, you can't build the business model of an advanced industrial and post-industrial economy, society, and culture. This is one of the reasons. Go to Birch Gold right now. If you don't think the writing's on the wall, look at Biden. Biden just put up a $7.3 trillion budget that has a $1.8 trillion deficit. What's the over and under on this? Okay, it's going to be a $2.5 to $3 trillion deficit. We've called all the deficit stuff right. And when he puts out that, if it gets confirmed or approved, and people say, well, Steve, you got a Republican House, it can't be. We just are working through a Nancy Pelosi budget plus $30 billion. So don't tell me it can't be done. That has a $2 to $2.5 trillion deficit in it. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Talk to Philip Patrick and the team over at Birch and talk to him today. Okay, short commercial break. Coming back with the powerhouse. Laura Loomer was on Capitol Hill today. She's next in the War Room.
Beware, when's the last time you checked your home title? Never, right? Cybercriminals may have already forged your name off your home's title. His name is on your home's title. He's going to take out loans using your equity. You won't know until foreclosure notices show up for unpaid home loans he took out on your house. Now, I rely on Home Title Lock to protect my home's title. The instant they detect activity, they mobilize to shut it down. Let me repeat that. The instant they detect activity, they mobilize to shut it down. Question: has some criminal taken over your title? Find out for free when you sign up. Code Bannon at sign up. You'll get a free comprehensive scan of your title and 30 days of legendary Home Title Lock protection. Let me repeat that. You get a free comprehensive scan and 30 days of legendary Home Title Lock protection. This is all free. Go to Home Title Lock. HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com and put in promo code Bannon. That's HomeTitleLock.com and put in promo code Bannon. Take action today. Take the angst of this off of your plate. Don't let these cyber bandits, these cyber thugs, coupled with artificial intelligence, mess with your home equity. Action, action, action.
Mr. Hurd, do you believe Joe Biden's mentally competent enough to be president of the United States?
Is your report fair, sir?
Does Joe Biden have the mental capability necessary to serve as POTUS?
Okay, welcome back. Laura Loomer joins us. Laura, this is the great unasked question day. That was your reporter outside for our radio and podcast audience. That was her walking into the building. Give me your assessment of what happened today.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. And that is, of course, true what you said. That's Charles Downs, my Loomer Unleashed DC correspondent. So great work, Charles, who confronted Special Counsel Hurd today as he was walking in to testify. Look, my question is, why is it that no Republican had the courage or had the balls to ask what every single person wants to know? The main question on everybody's mind is if Special Counsel Hurd came to the conclusion in his report that Joe Biden was not mentally competent to testify, he's not mentally competent to testify because he has some kind of a brain issue or some kind of a memory lapse, or he's an old man, right? An old doting man with good intentions, as Special Counsel Hurd maybe naively described him as. Isn't the next question, well, if he's too mentally unfit to testify, does that mean that he's too mentally unfit to be president of the United States? Would you recommend, based off of your interview with Joe Biden, Special Counsel, recommend that Congress invoke the 25th Amendment? Those are the things that are really going to move the dial in this country and help secure an election victory for President Trump. We don't need to be wasting any more time with hearings. We don't need to be wasting any more time with investigations that are not going to go anywhere, just so Republicans can have their time on Fox News with their sound bites and their tweets, and the House GOP can have their intern tweet, accountability is coming again. I mean, look, we've seen this. We see this every single time that House Republicans have another hearing. This is not about, you know, waiting for the Republicans to finally hold Joe Biden accountable over these next 7 months, which is never going to happen. The American people need to be faced with the hard facts and the hard truths so that they can decide whether they're voting for Joe Biden for four more years and the end of America as we know it, or they're voting for President Trump. And I do believe that if a lot of moderate Democrats and independents heard the special counsel say, it is of my recommendation or my analysis that Joe Biden is not fit to be president, because that would logically mean, right, A plus B equals C, that he is not fit to serve as president if he's not mentally fit to testify.
Okay, Laura, you're a partisan, I'm a partisan, and I realize there's things with the election, but isn't your question even deeper than that? That this is, if you read the transcript as Raheem's gone through and is now up on National Pulse of the deposition, if you look at the report, this is a national security issue. I mean, isn't the question why it should have been asked today is that this is of import to the American people, regardless of your political persuasion, that the guy that sat there and under oath talked to him and had it in the report as he had it, that the only reason he's not taking him to federal court and charging him with crimes, he thinks the jury would see him, as you quoted, a doddering, nice old man. What the question is, isn't the question a national security question today when you've got reports, I don't know if they're accurate or not, but from CNN correspondents saying Putin was thinking of potentially using tactical nuclear weapons in Ukraine in the first 60 to 90 days, ma'am?
Look, it is a national security issue, but that's been evident for a long time now, and we've just been told that we're ultra MAGA extremists for saying this. Of course, it's a national security threat when you have an Alzheimer's patient in charge of running our country. It's a national security threat when you have Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin lying to his colleagues and not informing people in the middle of rapid escalations with Iran and Hezbollah and Hamas and the region of the Middle East, for him to be getting tested for prostate cancer and undergoing emergency surgery. Yes, of course, all of this is a national security issue, which is why it's so important for the House Republicans to further convey the need for the American people to vote for Donald Trump, because it's the end of America as we know it, whether that's with nuclear war or a full-blown communist takeover, Steve. Who knows how we're going to end as a country, how the American empire is eventually going to collapse. But it's going to be a matter of national security, because our adversaries and our enemies are taking advantage of the fact that Joe Biden is literally an Alzheimer's patient.
I know you've also been very focused on J6. The revelations over the last 48 hours that Liz Cheney and the J6 committee suppressed meaningful information that were shown Cassie Hutchison as perjured herself. She was lying. Also that President Trump's totally exonerated, and to the point that he ordered 10,000 troops on the Sunday before the Tuesday J6. Your thoughts on what you're hearing and coming up about J6 right now?
Well, look, again, this is another failure by the House Republicans. I thought, why are we even still talking about J6? I thought that Mike Johnson said that he released all the J6 tapes. Oh, wait, that's right. If he released the tapes, we wouldn't be having this conversation. So once again, it's another lie, Steve. We can sit here and talk about J6 all day long, but the reality is there's no accountability for House Republicans. There should have been a motion to vacate against Mike Johnson as soon as he called for another continued resolution and lied about releasing the J6 tapes. Okay, we have people sitting in prison rotting, and yes, it's great that President Trump released a statement yesterday on Truth Social saying that one of the first things he's going to do is pardon all the J6ers, but that could have been expedited, right? And these legal proceedings for the J6ers could have been expedited if Mike Johnson actually would have kept his word. So again, you know, everybody wants to continue talking about the shifting narrative on J6, but the real question I have is, why do the House Republicans keep dropping the ball? They're dropping the ball. I mean, look, just today you have the announcement of the retirement of Congressman Ken Buck. And now what this means is we are one seat away officially from Speaker Hakeem Jeffries. So, you know, we're not going to have any more footage regarding the J6 tapes or anything relating to the J6 political prisoners. We're not going to see any advancements on their cause or their liberation from these gulags in Washington, D.C. if we have a Speaker Hakeem Jeffries. And that is going to become a reality before the 2024 presidential election due to Republican incompetence. So, again, I don't really find these hearings to be entertaining anymore. In fact, I didn't even watch the entire hearing today because I'm sick and tired of listening to Republicans bloviate. I don't want to hear it. I've seen enough. It's time for these morons to just do their damn job.
Laura, where do people get to your podcast, all your footage, your writings, all of it?
Well, people can follow me at Loomerd.com. That's Loomerd.com. And also follow me on X and Truth Social and Getter at Laura Loomer. And my show is every Tuesday and Thursday live at 8 p.m. Eastern on Rumble. It's called Loomer Unleashed, and people can watch it tonight. I'm going to be playing the teaser, announcing my documentary into the invasion of America. And so I have a new documentary coming out, and I will be announcing the name of my documentary and, of course, playing the promo for the first time live. So tune in on Rumble tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Fantastic. Look forward to it and look forward to talking about the film. Laura Loomer.
Yeah, thanks for Loomer. Having me.
Always welcome. She did amazing work down in the Darien Gap, amazing work down in Panama. This thing's going to be pretty explosive because she got stuff only Laura Loomer can get because she's absolutely, totally relentless. Somebody else as relentless as Mike Lindell. Mike, I didn't get a chance to ask you this today. Where were you for that morning shot? Man, it was unbelievable. I wanted to be there. Where were you?
I was in Paradise at Mar-a-Lago. And now I'm in mid-Florida here. I was filming some commercials today. But I was in Mar-a-Lago. It was awesome. I love it there. And I'll tell you, Steve, when they say, gee, we're going to fine you, and because this Mar-a-Lago is only worth $18 million, I'll tell you what, I think the room I was in was worth $18 million. I mean, it's just beautiful down there. Absolutely beautiful.
It's a magical place. It's okay. My phone totally blew up from this morning, from both reporters and people that watch the show and people I know saying, what in the hell is Mike Lindell got up his sleeve? What is this real, or is Mike Lindell just trying to sell some more lumpy pillows? What is going to go on Thursday? Everybody wants to know.
I'm so excited. A Supreme Court case. The lawyers will be turning it in later on Thursday. We were going to do it right on site at the Supreme Court, but they said, no, Mike, it's too risky. It's going to be too dangerous, and we're going to do it this way. So we need everybody's help. Go to lindellplan.com, you guys, and spread the word everywhere. The evidence we're going to put in this case has never been seen before, and the only reason we're able to do it is because they kicked this case out on standing. Had they not done that, we wouldn't be able to add this new evidence, and it is so explosive. The only thing stopping it is everybody spreading the word, because you're not going to see this on Fox News. You're not going to see it on Newsmax. You're not going to see it on any of these stations, because they don't want this out there for some reason. And you know that. And we hope that the media does attack me all week, because it'd be like the little boy that called Wolf, Mike Lindell. Huh, he's going to bring it to the Supreme Court. It's going to be 9-0. Well, this is real, Steve, and it's really happening on Thursday. And I think the Supreme Court. Okay. If they see this evidence, if they look at it, they're going to have to take it in, because they need to secure our country. They need to secure our country. Our elections have been deemed critical infrastructure. I've been fighting for 3 years, that people, we need to wake up and secure our elections. We're like a third world country with our election platforms. They're disgusting. The time is here, everybody. Very excited.
Rupert Murdoch had some of the best lawyers in the country. He had every top investigative firm, if you want to tap into it. He had the whole Fox News apparatus. And he said no mas, and gave him, I forget, $800, $900 million, which is, most people sit there and go, hey, I hear Mike, but man, Murdoch, these are tough guys. They throw nickels around like they're manhole covers. And they wrote him a $800 million check. How come his team couldn't find what you're saying your team found?
I believe Fox is in on it, Steve. Remember when they called Arizona early, amongst other things? They never came out and asked us for anything, any of the evidence at all. And by the way, everyone out there that you're watching, and even the horrible media that's watching, no judge in the United States has looked at the 2020 election based on the merit of the evidence. Now, this evidence that's going to be presented is, we didn't have this 3 years ago. We didn't have it 4 months ago. This is all brand new, and this stuff is so easy to understand, and it's so explosive. This is like on God's timing. This is a blessing of all time. Now, when you talk about Fox, Steve, I don't know what to think of why they would do that, why they never asked anybody for anything. They made this closed-door meeting, and then they fired Tucker. Actually, they keep paying him on a Friday. When they did this $787 million settlement, there's a lot of questions I believe Fox will have to answer down the road. But for now, we need to secure our election platforms. Anybody that was in on all these things, all the corruption out there, we can deal with that later. We have to get our election secure. And those nine justices, when it comes down to common sense, everybody, look at, they just voted 9-0. I believe when they look at this, no, even if they're corrupt, they won't be able to vote against it.
Hang on a second. Our audience, we're going to go to a short break. Our audience wants to talk deals because they love the deals that you're giving exclusively to them and not to the people at Fox. Not that we're very competitive. Mike, just hang on for a second. And thanks you for telling me it was Mar-a-Lago. You're absolutely correct. How the guy say it's worth $18 million thing is absolutely amazing. Listen, don't get caught up for your medical needs and your generic drugs or your drugs by the Chinese Communist Party in the supply chain. JaceMedical.com. Dr. Sean and the team built an entire company about Rosemary Gibson's book, and it's out there right now for you to use. Go to JaceMedical.com today. Immerse yourself in the information. Short break. Back in the warm in a moment.
I want to warn you of a huge change that could be coming to our money and our bank accounts. First, think back to 9/11, shortly after the government pushed through the Patriot Act. This gave the government power to spy on innocent Americans by monitoring our phone and email and tracking our movement across the internet. Now, Jim Rickards, editor of the independent financial newsletter Strategic Intelligence and New York Times bestselling author, is warning about a coming event that could elevate this governmental surveillance to a terrifying new level. In fact, Some of the guests I've had on the War Room believe that the government will soon expand their powers to track our every move. If we say the wrong things on social media, donate to the wrong causes, buy firearms, or even vote MAGA, the government may be able to shut us out of our bank accounts. I can't say for sure if this will happen, but it's an interesting and dire warning. Fortunately, Jim Rickards, an American patriot and friend of mine, has made it his mission to educate us on what he believes is coming and how to protect yourself from the possibility of programmable money. Watch Jim's warning video now before it's censored like I've been in the past. Go to rickardswarroom.com. That's rickardswarroom.com now to see the video.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Okay, breaking news. Jake Sherman over at Punchbowl just reporting that Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania, the FBI guy who was stationed in Ukraine, has just put a discharge petition onto the floor. Six Republicans have already signed it. This is going to be blockbuster. We'll get into that tomorrow morning. But that's out now live. We'll be able to pull it down and read it. Also, Ken Buck earlier today announced he's resigning effective next week. It's kind of, I think, to screw Lauren Boebert, because as a sitting congressman, I don't think she can run in a special election. There has to be a special election out in Colorado. So that will jack the name recognition of her opponents, and one of those will run as an incumbent. So this is all, we'll go through all of that tomorrow. But the discharge petition, this is for the Ukraine, $60 billion. They're maniacally focused. Fitzpatrick was an FBI guy. Think about it, FBI and Ukraine, that could never be a problem. Mike Lindell, everybody wants to know, they love when you come on here, talk about the election platforms. They love all of it. They love the fact you're a fighter. But I have to be honest, they also want you on here because they want you to talk deals. They love what you're offering to the War Room Posse on an exclusive basis. What do you got for this afternoon?
Well, I want to thank the War Room Posse for getting involved with LindellPlan.com and helping us out there with the Supreme Court thing. So what we're doing, this is exclusive to the War Room Posse. We had two box stores canceled the sheet order a couple months ago, and we're giving it exclusive to the War Room Posse. These are the percale sheets. These are regular $99.98, $26.98 for queen. Anybody knows anything about sheets? That's basically our cost. So we're rewarding the War Room Posse with this king size $29.98. Of course, we have all the other sizes, full size, twin sizes for even lower prices. But you've got all the colors, all the sizes. We probably have, this is very limited. We're liquidating about $20,000. That was their order. Yeah, for the War Room Posse, their loss is your gain, everybody. And then take that promo code War Room and head on over to MyPillow.com. Go down to, you see Steve's face there at the War Room Posse, and you go down there and you click on that on the website, and you're going to get the exclusive War Room special. There's those sheets. There's the premium My Pillows, now made with Giza cotton, $24.77 for the queen size, $29.77 for the king. The towel sets, $29.98. Every special we've ran on War Room is there, plus more and more we're adding daily. And don't forget mystore.com, everybody. Your promo code works there for thousands of entrepreneurs. This is a win, 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 win.
Amazing. Mike Lindell, thank you very much. We'll let you go back to work in Central Florida where you're cutting some spots. We'll get to find out all about that. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Mike Lindell, thank you for the specials.
Yep, thank you.
Warren Posse loves it. MyPillow.com, promo code War Room. MyStore.com, promo code War Room. And, of course, 800-873-1062. Next hour, Carrie Sheffield, we're going to talk about the attack on the American family, mental health issues that have come up with the onslaught of social media. Remember, the TikTok vote is supposed to happen tomorrow in the House. TikTok, they had the highly classified hearing today from members of the House. I heard it shocked some people. Talked about the Chinese Communist Party direct interference into our elections using this most powerful of all the platforms they've had. And I realized President Trump has come out and saying, hey, don't forget about Facebook and don't forget about Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg, remember, put $500 million of his own money, personal money, to rig the 2020 election. Because Joe Biden, as we all know, is an illegitimate usurper. And we will never back off that because this is how it happened. The American people are starting to wake up to that. We're going to get into tomorrow morning. Alex Jones is going to join us. Darren Beatty is going to join us. We're going to get into a lot of Alex Jones is going to give us pull back the camera, give us the big picture. And Darren Beatty is going to be here to talk about Google, to talk about TikTok, to talk about the entire apparatus, a lot of it built with on the supply chains of Chinese products and Chinese technology. So we'll get to all that tomorrow morning. Also, people ask, hey, Steve, how do you stay on fire all day? Two things. Number one, Warpath coffee in the morning. I get my Warpath, go to warpath.coffee/worm. I get my dark roast, which you guys know I absolutely love. Get my dark roast. But if you don't like dark roast, Tej Gill and the team of Navy SEALs have made mild blends, breakfast blends, all of it. Just go immerse yourself in the information, find out about the roasting, find out about all of it. Crom Carmichael finally got you off the golf course, man. You're the hardest guy in the world to track down. Are you on permanent vacation now? Your heart's working so well, you're on permanent vacation, brother?
Well, Steve, I am with my daughter, my wife, and my little grandchildren who are 2 years old and 1 year old. And we're down here in Florida for a few days, and I appreciate you letting me be on War Room with you. I always enjoy listening to Mike Lindell, and when I travel, I do carry my pillow with me, so Mike will be happy to know that. And I sleep well. I slept great last night. But I want to talk a little bit about Soul Tea, Steve, I've been talking about how I'm 75 years old, been taking my own product for over 20 years. And it's helped me manage my cholesterol. It's helped me improve my blood pressure. And I also have had two friends. One friend, unfortunately, at age 71, passed away from a heart attack in his sleep just a few weeks ago. And I have another friend I had breakfast with the other day. And he said, Crombie, he said, you didn't know this, but I've been taking Soul Tea now for 6 months. And he said, I do take a small dose of Lipitor, a statin drug. But he said, I've been taking Soul Tea, and my bad cholesterol has dropped an additional 15 points because of Soul Tea. And so I cannot talk about how important it is to keep your heart in good shape. And the reason that Soul Tea works so well is that we have a particular molecule that we extract from green tea that's called theophylline. We increase that percentage from 1% to 22%. And it is that increase in the power of theophylline that helps you with your cholesterol, your blood pressure, and your cardio system. And the way to get Soul Tea is to go to warroomhealth.com. That's warroomhealth.com, and use the code WARROOM at checkout, and you'll get 50% off your initial shipment, and then you'll get 3 bottles for the price of 2 every 90 days, and we always pay the freight. Go to warroomhealth.com, use the code WARROOM, help your heart, and have a healthier, happier life.
Crom, thank you so much for coming on Soul Tea. We absolutely love it. We use it, and make sure you go back and enjoy the grandkids on the couple of days off you're taking with your daughter and her children. Congratulations, sir.
Sure, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Crom Michael, one of the classiest guys we know. So fantastic. Okay, next hour, I've got Kerry Sheffield and Kelly Walker. We're going to give you some insights on what's happening with this, the attack on parents, the attack on family, attack on children, the big tech feudalism after your kids. Also, I'm going to break down some of the actual hearing today. Gates and Jim Jordan on their tapes, their questioning. Short commercial break, back for the second hour of the War Room in just a moment. Tax Network USA is pure War Room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers, and you don't. You'll pay up, plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on. Grind you for all your back taxes plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer.
The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse.
.com, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Use the code WARROOM at checkout to save 67% of your first shipment. That's code WARROOM at checkout to save 67%. And do it again. WARROOM Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.